Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. The Reverend Dr. Alan Buss is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 11th chapter. And Jesus said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves'? For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? It was a Christmas Eve afternoon, headed off to church, but wanted to make one visit. Somebody in memory care over at Northwoods, one of our local nursing homes. I went up the elevator and found my friend there in the cafeteria, the dining hall. We went over the corner and we celebrated a little Christmas together. And as we got to that part of the rite, we began, "Our Father who art in heaven." And my friend was right there with me. And so was everyone else in that memory care unit with me, all praying the Lord's Prayer. Not sure they knew their name or their family or whether it was Christmas, but all of a sudden the despair of that room became a little brighter. Or maybe it was little Bentley sitting at her grandma's deathbed, leading her family in the Lord's Prayer. The disciples said to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." Was it the words or the actions, or was it the relationship? They saw that relationship that Jesus had with the Father, and they wanted that kind of relationship for themselves. And the whole life and ministry of Jesus, is it not about that relationship with God? And what a privilege it is for us to pray "Our Father," that we have the same Father that Jesus has. Not just teach us how to pray, but maybe for this sinner, and maybe you, teach us to pray. We have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, through our baptism. But far too often that relationship can be distant. We can be filled with worry, despair, complaining, or maybe even some unbelief. Lord, teach us to pray. And in the text that was read, isn't it true that God is so willing to respond? He is much more willing to respond to the requests of his people than you are and I are to each other. I mean, every pastor here has had the phone ring in the middle of the night, And pious and godly men as we are, we don't feel like getting out of bed. At least this pastor didn't. But you do what you're supposed to do, right? Or maybe it's that phone call or email with just another problem from that same person. Or maybe it's a text message from him or her. You almost dread it when you see it. That's us. Not you again. Not them again. The guy who's supposed to pop out of bed and get the bread, he doesn't do it because they're friends, but he does it because of the request. Isn't it wonderful that your God, the God of the universe, the God that you know through his son Jesus, is not unwilling, but he is very eager to hear your prayers and answer your prayers. He is much more eager to answer your prayers than you and I are to pray. And he does it out of pure grace and love. I loved the front page of the Lutheran Witness, because we pray in Jesus' name. What a privilege and what a gift. Knowing that we can pray in Jesus' name, that we can ask and seek and knock. Not passive words, but active words, where you and I are approaching the throne of grace through Jesus, knowing that the one who asks receives, the one who seeks finds. Seek the Lord while he is found. Call on him while he is near. And knock, the door will be open. But more than a few people in my ministry have said, Pastor, God knows what I need, so why should I ask? And to be honest, maybe I've thought that a time or two myself. St. Augustine says it this way, He, God, is more willing to give than we to receive, much more willing to show mercy than we to be delivered from misery. Because isn't the opposite of prayer some pouting that we can do? Or at least me. Ask, seek, knock. The gracious invitation of your great high priest Jesus, who when you and I, when we forget to pray, he is at the throne of God, the crucified and risen Jesus, ascended into heaven at God's right hand, interceding for little old you and little old me. Some time ago, I read a story of a seminary professor. He taught at the seminary a long time, and his wife of 50 years passed away. His friends came to see him, but he was in despair. Brother, can we pray with you? And honestly, he said, I can't pray right now. Then we will pray for you. And every Wednesday they would return, weeks upon weeks, and went into months. He still could not pray with them, but they were praying for him. What a marvelous community the church is. About 6 months later, the president of the seminary with a few others came and said, Brother, we want you to know we're praying for you. And in faith, he said, Thank you for praying for me. And now will you pray with me? That is the beauty of the community of the church, where we pray with each other and for each other, knowing that Jesus, your great high priest, is interceding for you. Well, verse 13 does jump out at me, though. If you then, though you are evil, oh, Jesus knows us. We can be selfish and stubborn and self-centered, and yet most of us, on a good day as a parent, we give our children what they needed. And Jesus says, if you who are evil know how to come through most of the time, not perfectly, that's for certain, how much more your Heavenly Father? How much more your Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. I love those words. How much more? How much more? Your Father in heaven, who, as many of us heard yesterday, in His grace chose you, covered you with His blood, forgave you your sins, and has given you eternal life. How much more does God have another gift for you that you would ask for His Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God that leads you and me to daily repentance over the ugliness of our sin. The Spirit of God who gives us that beautiful understanding of who Jesus is in all His glory, in all His suffering, in all His work. How much more does not God the Father give us Jesus? And He wants to give you His Holy Spirit, that you daily may confess Jesus as Lord, that your prayers are offered up in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who comforts us when life is hard, when church is struggling, and when we forget. Comforted by the fact that we are a part of the communion of saints, rejoicing in the forgiveness of sins, celebrating the life everlasting that we share. And that's why we pray, and we pray for the gift of that Holy Spirit. Romans 8, right? The Spirit helps you in your weakness. When you do not know what to pray, the Spirit intercedes with groans that words cannot express. The Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. How much more does your God want to give you? How much more is He eager, so eager to hear your prayers, the ones spoken out loud and the ones of your heart? How much more does your Heavenly Father, through Jesus, invite you to ask, to seek, and to knock? Not just for yourself, but for the church, and even for your enemies. And how much more will your Father in heaven, through your Lord Jesus Christ, seek that you ask that His Holy Spirit be given to you? How much more? Well, just the other day I visited my neighbor. We prayed the Lord's Prayer. She's in the nursing home. And then we sang together, but I'll speak it. Listen to the pronouns. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And this morning we ask our Heavenly Father through His Son Jesus to grant us His Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.